Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures lower across the board here. Corn down 5 to 8 cents. Soybeans down anywhere from 8 to 20. And then wheat futures continuing their march downward. July Chicago down 8.5, July Kansas City down 11.5. So really disappointing across all futures markets here today. A lot of people looking at the new crops, like December corn, for instance. It's not quite past yesterday's low, but it's closing at 453. We're near the lowest level since the beginning of the year. There is some support around 440, and so I think you'll see some guys trying to find some value here at 440. Of course, the weather in the Midwest up to this point in planting progress has really been a perfect picture. Until that changes, there may still be pressure on the corn futures. Same could be said with soybeans. Soybeans are right at that 50-day moving average here, right at 1222 for November new crop. There is some support around 12 bucks, so a lot of guys will look to buy it there. But really, if you go back to where we were at the first of the year, which was below $11, so there is considerable room to the downside as long as the weather stays favorable. Wheat harvest is obviously beginning here in the southern plains, so there might be a little bit of a supply help here. But the overall picture right now for the wheat harvest is not very good.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The two big numbers on yesterday's crop progress report were the bean and corn planted acreage number. Corn is 95% complete. The average guess was right about 90. Last week we were 88. Last year at 90%, and the five-year average is 95%. So we're almost done planting corn. Bean planted numbers was 78%, and last week 59. So a big pickup in acreage on the last week. Now last year we were at 55, and the five-year average is 76. So we're right in line to even ahead of schedule a little bit. And of course, yesterday's first crop condition report for corn showed 76% good to excellent. For the corn, the average guess was 70%, so we're better than we thought. Of course, last year we were at 63% for this date. So we're better than we were last year, but last year it really got bad toward the end of the crop year. So at this point, we're moving along quite nicely. And as of March, the bean imports were 23.3 million bushels. That means over the next 5 months, or the end of this crop marketing year, we'll need another 67 million bushels to make the total projected number of 90 million bushels imported for beans. So we'll be watching that closely.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's market, June live cattle up 65 at 138.35, August up 95 at 140.07, August feeder cattle up 72 at 198.30, September up 17 at 198.77, June lean hogs up 47 at 113.60. In the grain markets, July Kansas City wheat down 11 at a 707 3/4. September down 11 and a quarter at 715 3/4. July Chicago wheat down 8 1/4 at 612 1/2. July Chicago corn down 7 1/4 at 458 1/4. September down 5 1/4 at 454. July soybeans down 19 1/4 at 1481 1/4. August down 17 at 1414 1/2. And in the cotton, July up 88 at 87.38. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.